This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Mars belches and Planck satellite apes Van Gogh. Scientists reported the latest finding from NASA's Curiosity rover on Mars. The experiment has detected a significant short-term spike in the amount of methane, an organic molecule closely associated with the presence of life, in the Martian atmosphere. Speaking at the autumn meeting of the American Geophysical Union, the scientists described how, over a period of 60 Martian days, which is around the same number of Earth days, instruments on the rover observed the amount of methane in the local atmosphere climb to a level of 7 parts per billion, 10 times its background level of 0.7 parts per billion, before falling slowly back again. Though methane has been observed in Mars's atmosphere from both the Earth and the Mars Express orbiter for around 10 years, Curiosity is the first experiment to detect the gas from the surface of the planet itself. As methane is broken down by the harsh UV radiation which continually bombards the Martian surface, the continued detection suggests that the gas is being somehow replenished. But how? Here on Earth, the presence of methane is strongly correlated with the presence of organic life, with around 95% of the 1,800 parts per billion on the Earth's surface being produced by living things. The prospect that the gas on Mars could also be produced by alien life forms is of course highly exciting, but there are a number of other mechanisms which are capable of producing the gas without the need for little green cows. Reactions between the water ice, strongly suspected to exist below the surface of Mars, and olivine rocks, also known to be present, could create a subsurface store of the gas, which could then be released by geological activity, an explanation which fits with the sharp spike in concentration seen by the rover. Adding further pieces to the puzzle, other results from Curiosity were also published in Science last month, detailing the detection by the Sample Analysis at Mars (SAM) instrument of additional other organic molecules. In this instance, chlorine-containing carbon compounds were discovered in a piece of rock named Cumberland, drilled from the Martian surface in 2013. The SAM instrument cooked part of this sample in its oven and analysed the gases produced, finding the complex molecules chlorobenzene, dichloroethane, dichloropropane, and dichlorobutane, another list of molecules which are strongly associated with the presence of life when found here on Earth. However, again, nature complicates the situation, with other non-living ways of producing such gases possible. Taken together, the two discoveries add to the list of those which are not proof of, but are highly consistent with, the current or past presence of life on Mars. More light should be shed on the situation by the planned 2020 Mars rover, which will also aim to return rock samples for more detailed investigations here on Earth. Or, of course, the appearance of friendly green aliens in your back garden. In other news, the European Space Agency's Planck satellite released its first detailed images of polarized emission from the cosmic microwave background as part of a conference in Ferrara, Italy, presenting its 2014 results. The Planck team do not yet feel confident enough in their analysis to comment on the much-talked-about result from the BICEP2 experiment early this year, whose claims of detecting a twirl in the pattern of the cosmic microwave background polarization have been somewhat questioned by many as being likely due to the contamination by far more local dust within our own galaxy. However, they did present analysis of the polarization data, which allows them to form constraints on cosmological parameters, which are now far less dependent on the findings of the now-retired WMAP satellite. Planck's measurement of these cosmological parameters support with greater precision than ever our picture of the universe containing dark matter, dark energy, and ordinary matter. In addition, a striking new visualization of the polarization was presented, which listeners are highly encouraged to seek out to view on the internet. In the image, colours show the thermal emission of galactic dust, whilst relief shows the galaxy's magnetic field. The result is a quite beautiful replication of the thick paint impasto style used by Vincent van Gogh on his impressionist paintings of the night sky.